It's true to say that these days we're all looking for value for money in virtually every aspect of our spending habits. And let's not indeed forget value for money in entertainment, theatre tickets, cinema tickets, and above all else, concert tickets. Nothing like a good concert. Well, producer Ola McGowan is here with me, and he was at one of the best value concerts of his life on Saturday evening. That's a fairly wow statement, Ola.
Better than Mooney Tunes.
Mooney Tunes is great value,
but this was fantastic value because you pay whatever you feel the concert is worth. Basically, the idea, this girl called Marion Call, a superb jazzy-type singer-songwriter, is touring North America, has been touring North America. She's Canadian, but she lives in Alaska. She wanted to do a European tour. She's not well known over here at all, but she has a lot of fans and friends online. So she basically looks for people to put her up in their house. In return, she will give a house concert. And the hosts vary now across Europe, wherever you go. But this guy called Peter Cuff, who lives just up the road here in Mount Marion, he was a friend of hers online. He really loved her music. And he decided, I'll throw a party. I'll hold a house concert. He cooked food. He got wine in. He was a superb host. Everybody, all kinds of ages there, from 5 up to 75. It was absolutely fantastic. And she really took me aback. This girl was absolutely brilliant.
And she's a native of Alaska.
She's originally Canadian, but now lives in Alaska. She tours around with a guy called Scott Barkin, who's a superb guitarist. And anyway, I went along. I did some recording there on Saturday night. I got some music. I interviewed some people who were there. But it'll all be explained in this clip. It starts off with Peter Cuff. He was the host, and he's going to introduce Marion.
Thank you very much, everyone, for being here to welcome Marion and Scott. I'm really thrilled that this event was able to take place. It all started a couple of years ago.
I'm Peter Cuff. I lived in Dublin all my life. I discovered Marion Call online a couple of years ago. I found her tweeting to her fans. I was impressed by the rapport that she had with them and with very small groups. I went to her website. I liked her music. And at that time, she was touring the States, and she was talking about coming to Europe. So I decided to send her an email. But she said yes, she was certainly going to come to Europe. I asked her would she consider coming to Ireland. She then started raising money to come to Europe, and I contacted her again, and she said of course she had not forgotten. And she actually agreed, in part to suit my own holiday arrangements, that she would come to Ireland at the end of her tour in November. And here she is, and I'm absolutely astonished that I've shared the last couple of days in her company, showing her around Dublin, and we went to Dundalk, and that now she's finally playing a concert actually in my own living room to all of my friends and neighbours.
And your family. Your
and my family.
Good morning, love, how you doing? I've got business with you today. Good evening, son, I'll see you soon.
Chatting to Marion last night, and she was in O'Donoghue's, listening to traditional Irish music there, and she remarked that what she is doing is really what happened in rural Ireland, and still to some extent happens, which is people coming together in houses for ceilidhs, for dances, for singing, from all age groups, Shanachies, old people playing barons, youngsters dancing on the kitchen table, that actually really she is reintroducing a culture that's been in music and in traditional music for a very, very long time.
My name's Marion Call. I'm a singer-songwriter out of Alaska, and I'm on my first European tour. I've just concluded my first European tour. It was a crazy idea because I tour on a very small scale in homes and in cafes. To come over here based on the support of lots of people essentially pre-buying tickets and pre-buying a live album, which I've made here. Everyone put in a few dollars and we raised enough to do the first tour.
Where do you find people to, you know, put you up, to give you a room?
I find most of my fans on the internet. I'm very active on Twitter and on Facebook, and I just like to talk to people from all over the place online. And my favorite thing is to make friends with someone online and then meet them in real life, sometimes years later. Generally, I get good responses when people do hear the music, and I expect that if I didn't have that, I would have nothing. The touring is just, it's the challenge of putting it all together with a very small audience. I've toured all 50 states in North America, mostly in homes. I played 133 concerts on that tour, and most of them were in houses. And it worked well because we had no overhead. We were staying in homes, we were playing in homes. And for everyone who came, it was cheaper than a night out. You know, they could bring the kids, no babysitter, no restaurant, no parking, no transit. They would just come to someone's home and bring a dish to share sometimes. And it was like a giant community party, except that no one knew each other yet. In part, I think why house concerts work is there's a community of friends of the host, and that's usually a starting point. And I expect that if my music is not good enough, that a stranger who's never heard it before doesn't want to give me money, then I'm probably in the wrong profession. My job during the show is to convince them that it's worth throwing 5 or 10 or buying a CD, and I don't find that's too much of a problem. Once we get them there, people enjoy it. Let's see, we started in the Netherlands, and we sort of made a circuit of Central Europe. We went down through Germany to Switzerland, Austria, the Czech Republic, and then we flew back from Prague to the UK, did a UK tour, I think 10 shows or 12 shows, a lot in the UK, and then back to Berlin and sort of finished our circle through northern Germany and wound up back in Amsterdam, and then we've come to Ireland.
You arrive in a city. Have you met this person that's going to be putting you up in advance?
Nope.
No. You absolutely haven't. So,
I have a lot of trust.
You have a lot of trust.
I've met enough strangers from the internet before to know that it is, if someone has a bad vibe, usually it comes across first online. I've almost never turned up and met someone and found they'd be totally different than I thought on the internet. And I always have someone with me. I never go to someone's house alone.
So you
I always
Scott,
have someone with me. Yeah, I have Scott with me, and usually, you know, often other people as well. And I also never meet someone except in a public place if I am on my own. You know, I have rules.
Good morning, stars. My name is Anne, and Kate dropped in a note into my door and then picked it up on Thursday and looked at it and went, yes, this is, even if I don't like the singer, I love the concept. And yeah. I am huge into neighbours and coming together and get together, whatever it is. So that's what prompted me to come. I'm always curious, always. She has a purity of voice that really interests me. She's effortless. She is just amazing. This night will never happen again. She'll do it in another house and another time, but there'll be another dynamic. So for this moment, this is a unique experience, and it is a privilege to be here.
My name is Grace. I'm Power.
This is your mum.
This is my mum, Ellen O'Neill. I'm 9 years old, and she was very nice before. She was chatting to everybody and afterwards, and she was very funny.
I'm just amazed. I'm a great crowd. So, and she tells the most wonderful stories. So she's a great entertainer.
So
this is Grace's first concert. She's only 9. So
yeah.
I said she could come along. It's her first ever concert. But the fact that it's in a house, we're all kind of going, this is not a normal concert.
You know the words.
What's your name?
Hayley.
Are you enjoying the concert, Hayley?
Yes.
Tell me, who's your favourite artist? Who's your favourite singer?
The girl who was singing just a few minutes ago.
Okay. Yeah. How old are you?
5, turning 6 next week.
Thanks, Hayley.
You're welcome.
Good morning, my love. How you doing? I've got business with you today.
Yeah, it was a round of applause for Marion or for Hayley at 5 years of age, making her debut on RT Radio 1.
Hello, Hayley, if you're listening. No, Marion. Marion was terrific. There were about 50 people there. Mainly, I'd say about half of them were maybe neighbours. They had dropped through letters indoors to say we're going to have this concert. Marion doesn't make a huge living out of this. You know, people were dropping maybe 5 or 10, or if they were very generous, maybe a little bit more. A lot of neighbours brought food. Peter cooked food. It was a party. Peter doesn't get anything out of it except, you know, having a lovely neighbourly evening. The Shanachie thing, as you say.
And it brings a lot of community. But all of them are gone. How much did you pay?
I contributed. And I brought a nice bottle of Prosecco. I brought a nice bottle of Prosecco that Marion was very, very happy to drink. And Scott, I have to mention Scott Birkin. He's her guitarist, who really is technically superb. Absolutely brilliant guitarist. It was a great night. And listen, you know, don't rule these things out. It might sound weird initially, but, you know.
No, it sounds wonderful. It brings people together, neighbours together. It's
community,
top class. Absolutely. All in my God. Thank you very much.